We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm well. A rare off week after playing a game in early September. How did you guys use the off week?
Yeah, we attacked it like we normally do. We practiced a few days during the week. Tried to keep our regular in-season schedule as consistent as we can. So last week, Monday is our day off during the course of the year. So they had Monday off. We practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then because of the, as I mentioned in last week's call, the summer school and preseason calendars kind of overlapped. Our guys haven't been able to, have a break at all from when they were here in July heading into August. So we gave them Friday and Saturday, and some of the guys after classes on Friday were able to get home and, you know, have a little bit of a downtime. And then we picked it up again yesterday with our normal Sunday schedule. Got a practice in yesterday. And, again, today's back to normal with their Monday off.
I want to go back a little bit to the Colgate game. I know we spoke some week ago, but start on the offensive side of the ball. And certainly one of the things that had to please you was the balance. You had 239 yards on the ground, 205 through the air. As you've gone back and looked at film, is that the intention for the rest of the season to be able to kind of have that balance? And how did you feel like your team performed?
Team performed well. We do like the balance, obviously. You always want to be able to have a running game, which then, can set up things in the play-action game and so on. And then, you know, we did have some shots down the field, which if you can loosen up some of the secondary people, you know, safeties running the alley and so on in the pass game, then that can go and help the run game. So we were happy with the balance. We thought our running backs ran really hard and, you know, ran through some arm tackles, and we're excited about the way Dan Smith played at quarterback. He was able to distribute the ball. We had a lot of different receivers throughout the course of the day. So we're real happy with our balance on offense. And as I mentioned last week, the other thing, we did have some penalties, but we didn't have many of the mental penalties. We didn't have substitution problems. We didn't have false starts. We didn't have delay of games. You know, they were really of the physical nature. So we got to clean that up because penalties can hurt you. As everyone talked about, but we want to make sure we do a good job there with the aggressive style that we had. And then, we're really pleased to not have any turnovers. So all in all, we're pretty happy with the opening game on offense, and we thought we played a fairly clean game. There are some correctable things that we were attacking last week if they're in the bye week, and we'll continue to work on and hopefully improve moving forward.
You touched on the running backs, really the first extensive playing time for both Justin Covington and Jalen Jackson. I know they've been on the field for you, but certainly different roles. How are those two guys different, and how maybe do they complement each other with their different styles?
They're similar in some ways. They're both very strong on the field, very strong in the weight room. I'm not sure which one of them's faster, to be honest with you. Justin has a little more experience under his belt being the rising senior four-year guy, but he did redshirt. And then Jalen played last year and had a good game down in his hometown of Richmond when he, was able to get extended time there. So Jalen is probably a little more physical. He'll run into a guy as opposed to trying to run around a guy, where Cove is maybe a little more elusive. But they do have some similar running styles as far as their strength and, you know, as I mentioned earlier, ability to run through tackles.
One more on the offensive side. It struck me, eight different guys caught passes for you in that game, and I know you're working in some new guys at the tight end and receivers position. How did you feel like they performed?
They did well. They did really well. Our guys, were able to get behind defenders a little bit. As I mentioned, we had a few shots down the field with one being completed for a touchdown to Shanga Hodge. And, we've just had a real good opportunity to spread the wealth a little bit. We don't have any guy coming back with, crazy numbers as far as big stats from a year ago or things like that. And then with Dan coming in here being a new quarterback, it's not like he has any guys that he prefers or any favorite type targets. He's just kind of trying to get his timing down with everybody. So we were really excited that, you're going to have to defend the field as opposed to maybe focusing on, a top guy here or there. So we were pleased with how they played. And tight end wise, we had a few formations where we do have multiple tight ends on the field. So I think that can create some different scenarios for people down the road. So we're excited with Bengelis and Todd Summers and those guys that are playing that position as well. So all in all, like I mentioned, opening day game in week zero was pretty clean for us on the offensive side of the ball, and hopefully we can continue to build on that as we get going forward.
Defensively, Forrest Ryan, a guy who hasn't played a lot for you, but was voted as a tri-captain, so obviously well thought of by his teammates, but gets his first significant action starts and comes up with a career high 8 tackles, a couple for loss. Just talk about his impact.
Yeah, Forrest has done a great job ever since he's been here. He's been a special teams guy for us the previous years. We have had some pretty good depth at linebacker, so it was difficult for him to maybe crack that starting lineup as a freshman and sophomore. Being a 3-year junior, he's really done a great job. As you can tell, just as you just mentioned, the team really respects his work ethic and how he is on a day-to-day basis. Interaction with the teammates and, work ethic in the weight room and on the field and so on. He just does a great job, and real happy that Forrest was able to come out there and have a real good opening game and his career start right there.
Home opener on Saturday night against Lehigh. They lost a heartbreaker on Saturday to St. Francis, 14-13. I'm assuming you got a chance to watch that one. What are some of the challenges that they'll present for you?
Yeah, we were able to see that, and that was always something that it was good to see that some of the things we were looking at last week, because with the new coach Kilmore in there, weren't sure how much was going to change, and your preparation until you can verify some of the things that maybe they're doing, you're not sure if you're going in the right direction during that bye week last week as we were trying to prepare. But they're gonna bring some pressure on defense. They're going to try to establish the balanced attack on offense, and real excited to have an opportunity to have them come down here on Saturday evening. It's going to be a night game, 6 o'clock game. We're hoping to have a really good crowd down here for that home opener. So, they're good. They have a very tough. They got out to that 13-0 start in the first half, and then a couple big plays that went against them was able to have St. Francis pull out the victory with about a minute and 17 on the clock, I believe, is when they scored the go-ahead touchdown. And Lehigh had an opportunity to come down the field. They got all the way down and attempt a 40-yard field goal. Actually made the first one, but St. Francis called a timeout, and the refs were able to honor that. So they had to line up and try it again, and it went just wide right. Otherwise, Lehigh would have pulled out the victory there in the last second. So they're going to come in here hungry, and they want to go out and, I'm sure, put a better performance on the field than they did last week. And we've played them for a few years in a row now, so it's always going to be a highly contested, heated game, and we just got to go out there and again hopefully play a clean game with fewer mistakes and fewer turnovers and hopefully fewer penalties as well.
All right, Mark, good luck on Saturday night against Lehigh, and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thanks.
All right, thank you.